Guess I'll pass on this. No, Carla. Couple of days and we'll be gone.
A lot can happen in 2 days.
Carla stood slowly, looking around at the seven faces.
Sorry to have interrupted your meal.
After she left the dining room, bumping into Ruby Rayner in the hallway, the silence lasted a long time. Everyone in the rooming house heard that the Hell's Angels had come calling.
Hey! Hey, Outlanders! Hey, Outlanders!
Who the hell is that?
Christy tugged the window open and leaned out, seeing Jack's head at the next window along.
What do you want?
We come for the kid.
They want Jack, Ryan.
How many?
4. Not zombie. What do you think, lover? Gonna stop him?
Ryan pulled the edge of the curtain back and peered out, letting one hand gently caress Christy's nape. She eased her body against his, the dazzling crimson hair brushing over his fingers. There was Priest with his beard trimmed on his Triumph twin, Ruin wearing sunglasses with one lens missing on a flame-streaked BMW, the huge bulk of Riddler oozing off both sides of the saddle of his enormous motorbike, which had been chopped together from a variety of different machines, and the bareheaded Dick the Hat.
You want to come for a run, Jack?
Maybe.
They saw Ryan behind the curtain.
Hey, Carter, want to come for a run?
Ryan wrestled with a stubborn window, finally managing to lever it upward.
Where?
Death Valley Road. See if we can find us some stickies.
Don't go, Ryan. Could be a trap. Got a bad feeling about it.
Christy's fingers tightened on his hand, squeezing hard enough to make him wince in surprise.
You sure? I can't see those double-stoop rednecks ever getting a sticky.
How about the stickies getting themselves some double-stoop rednecks, Ryan?
That's a point. I'll go along with Jack. Kind of keep an eye on things.
Christy smiled and kissed him on the cheek.
Since you've only got one eye, lover, that's about all you can keep on him.
You coming?
Can I go, Ryan?
Sure, Jack. Bring your blaster.
Jack rode Pillion behind Ruin on the big BMW bike. Ryan clung on to the rear seat of the Triumph, balancing to the bends and bumps in the road, seeing ahead over Priest's shoulders. The light blue ribbons and the long greasy hair fluttered in the wind of their passing. Ryan hadn't ridden on a two-wheel wag for years, but the breathtaking rush of exhilaration came speeding back. His own hair was ruffled, and he could feel the warm desert air plucking at the patch covering his left eye. He left the caseless G12 checked at the rental room, contenting himself with his handgun and the long steel panga.
You ever seen stickies?
Ryan leaned forward to reply, suddenly catching the stench of the rider's stained blue denims.
Seen a few? We never catch them. I seen some in the distance, like, but they all fucked off when they heard us coming. Got no balls for a mix with the last heroes.
They giving you trouble?
Priest didn't reply immediately, concentrating on swerving the heavy chopper around a massive hole in the road.
Whoa! Looks like a fucking landy had gone off by the size of that bitch crater. But yeah. You know we got a lot of gas. Ground's full of it out near where we have our base, by the old park. But there's some outlying wells. That's where we're going now, the one toward Death Valley.
The knowledge that none of these bikers had ever actually faced stickies gave Ryan pause for thought. Of all the muties that roamed the Deathlands, stickies were among the worst, ferocious and inexorable in their desire to attack norms. He wished that he could have warned Jack about what they might be riding into. The noise of the hogs and the speed at which they were traveling made that impossible. A glance at the speedometer told Ryan they were racing along the shifting surface of the old highway at something close to 70 miles an hour, which was about as fast as he'd ever been. Because of the poor quality of processed gas, few wags could manage much more than 40. A tuned-up war wag with all its armor was lucky to reach 50. Jack was leaning perilously on the BMW, hands locked in the small of his back, his keen-edged reflexes allowing him to roll with every movement of the powerful two-wheeler. His long hair blew behind him like a streamlined helmet of purest white, and his eyes, as he turned to grin across at Ryan, flamed like living embers.
Et toi!
Jack punched the air with his right fist, making the rider wobble.
Hold fucking still, Whitey!
Sorry.
The land was a monotonous reddish-orange, with occasional relieving areas of gray or pale yellow. The road unrolled itself, mainly straight, with an occasional dip and swoop. On one side, the ruins of an old post-and-wire fence leaned drunkenly toward the distant hills. They saw no signs of life. Twice they passed abandoned drilling rigs, twisted and rusting.
Any snakes around here?
Not this way. All in the brush between the ville and the mountains. Nobody goes far that-a-way. Ezrael and his brothers and sisters see to that.
The sky was a rich pink, streaked with blue, stippled with fragments of high, scudding chem clouds. Once Ryan spotted a circling hawk riding a thermal far above them. It was so high that he couldn't judge its size, but the wingspan seemed unusually wide. They stopped after a half hour for Riddler to relieve himself, standing by the side of the highway, legs spread. Dick the Hat was waiting close by Ryan.
When you get to join the last heroes, you get your colors initiated like that.
Like what?
Put on the denims and lie down, and all the brothers stand around and piss all over you.
Sounds like quite an honor.
Huh?
The angel looked at him suspiciously, but said nothing.
Is it much farther, priest?
5 miles. The road gets worse. Gotta slow some, beyond that bunch of hills.
His eye watering from the dusty wind, Ryan squinted around the biker's back and saw that the highway was rising slowly, leading toward a group of mesas. As they drew nearer, he could make out that there had been some major earth movements and rocks had slipped down across the blacktop. Ruin was in the lead, and he held up a hand as a warning to the others that they were swinging off the pavement onto a dirt trail with deep ruts that coiled to the left. Speed dropped to a little more than walking pace. Dust billowed around them, choking and blinding. The three other last heroes dropped back, spacing themselves to avoid the orange clouds.
Nearly there!
The rocking and bouncing was almost unbearable as the bike jolted over the bumps, its century-old suspension creaking and rattling. Ryan had to hang on to Priest's back to keep himself on the bike, trying to breathe through his mouth to avoid choking. Dimly, on either side of the Triumph, Ryan could make out walls of tumbled, frost-riven boulders, rising 40 feet or more above them. Concentrating hard on breathing and staying in the saddle, Ryan had neglected his fighting senses. The hair at his nape began to prickle, warning him that this was a dangerous place to be. But he was still taken completely by surprise when a semi-naked mewing creature launched itself at him from out of nowhere, hurling him from the bike. He landed flat on his back in the dirt, with needle-sharp teeth questing toward his neck and a suckered hand reaching for his good eye. Ryan had fought muties before, all kinds, shapes, and sizes, but there was nothing on God's new dirt to compare to close combat against a Sticky. Part of Ryan's brain told him that the Stickies must have been attracted by the powerful roaring of the engines of the two-wheel wags. Another part of his brain wondered how many of them there were in the ambush. But most of his mind locked instantly into the fundamental problem of staying alive. The skin of a Sticky always seemed slippery, like moist rubber. But sand was clinging to this one, enabling Ryan to grip its arm and prevent the hand with its greedy suckers from fastening on his face. Years ago, he'd seen one of the drivers off War Wag 2, a guy called Harpo, go down in a skirmish against Stickies. The screeching creature had slapped its hand over Harpo's forehead and eyes. Its grip was unbelievably powerful. As the mutie pulled its hand away, half of the man's face came with it, including both eyes, ripped from their sockets by the appalling suction of the fingers and palm. All of Harpo's skin and much of the flesh beneath also came away at the same time. The face of the Sticky was only inches away from Ryan's as he struggled against its great muscular power and almost reptilian agility. Its tiny eyes, with pupils that divided vertically, gazed straight into Ryan's eye, blankly hostile. The mutie wore